What's up, everyone, and welcome back to Hot Take, where I, along with my co-host Nat, give you our hottest take, all things NBA. Today, we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to do another fun exercise. But before we get into that, Nat, let's recap the past week, man. So the last time we spoke, it was right before the Lakers-Clippers game. And I had the Clippers winning. You had the Lakers winning by 40, I think you said.
Of course. I mean, we were close, but we still won.
No, yeah. Kudos to you, man. You called it. I thought for sure the Clippers were going to win. But to my surprise, the Lakers pulled it out. How did that make you feel?
The Clippers. We could beat the Clippers. We can't beat the Jazz, apparently. So yeah, there's that. But against the Clippers, though, you know, I'll admit it was kind of scary thinking about it, because you have Kawhi, PG, Russ, James Harden, you know, like that big four. And I didn't think they were going to pull it off, but they did. They locked in defensively. You know, I think LeBron kind of takes those Clipper games a bit more seriously than the others. And, you know, they got that win. I think they were like 0-11 against the Clippers for the past, you know, 11 games, something like that. Like, they didn't have a win in a while. So actually, no, I'm sorry. They won the two games this season against the Clippers, but before that, they were like 0-9 or 0-8 against them. So I'm glad we got that win.
You mentioned that you can't beat the Jazz, but based on the standings right now, the Rockets and Jazz are currently ahead of the Lakers, and maybe this is karma. How much you reveled in the Warriors' demise? They're right behind you.
They're gonna stay behind us. They're gonna stay behind. And here's what I'll say about the standings in general. Right, in general, you know, it's fluid. Of course, you know, you're gonna have one day where, you know, a top four team loses to a bottom eight team by 30 points. Case in point, the Bucks beating the Celtics by what, like 40 that one game on Thursday, I think, where they just had to rest their starters for the second half because they were just down so bad. Like they're just nights like those where you're just like, oh, you know, it's counting towards the record, but it's not a true accurate depiction of the team itself. You know what I mean?
That's valid. However, the Boston Celtics had just played a back-to-back. Like, that was their second game of a back-to-back.
All teams have back-to-backs.
They like blew out the team the night before. So obviously going up against
they were in OT. They played OT. I guess.
Oh yeah.
And they actually won.
I'm thinking of the other game that they had to blow out. But yeah, they won, and then the next game. That proves my point even more. You go to an OT, and the next day you have to play the number two team in the East. Like, you know, of course they're gonna win. Like,
19th in defense, the Bucks, by the way. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, but again, the second night of a back-to-back, like, it's kind of rough. Enough or nothing, but the Celtics, I think they're still undefeated at home. I think they're like 19-0.
19-0, yep.
19-0. Interesting fact, that's the amount of wins that the Lakers currently have, 19 wins.
Also, another interesting fact is that at the same point in time, last season, they were also 19-21.
That's very true.
20. So, very true. So yeah, I mean, if we're going to gauge by last season, they were at 19-20 at the halfway mark, and they made the Western Conference Finals. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, so, consistency is key.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mediocrity.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, it's so funny because their team this year is technically significantly better than their team from last year. They have the same record.
Significantly.
And hey, that's what everyone else is saying, right? When they made those moves to get Vanderbilt, to get Jackson Hayes, to get Rui Hachimura, everyone was like, yo, Lakers. Da, da, da. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
Let's check back in next week, and I'm sure we're going to be – wait, let me see. How many games are we behind the Jazz? Actually, no, we're tied with the Jazz from your wallpaper. We're two games behind Houston. I mean, Houston lost by like 40 to the Celtics 2 years ago. So I think it's fine. Like, yeah. I think we're going to – it's tough because the Lakers and Warriors could fight for that 9 and 10 spot with the Jazz. It's probably going to be like the Jazz 9 or Jazz 10, and then Lakers and Warriors 9 and 10. Who do you think is going to take that? Like, if Houston were to not be in the picture, out of Lakers and Warriors, who would you think would take that spot?
Lakers.
Thank you. Finally, you're on my side for once.
That's finally. Just because, like, the I don't know. You seen what's going
on? It's about time.
You see what's going on with the Warriors, man? When the fans were booing them.
You want to talk about karma? That's real karma right there. That's karma for them destroying the league for 8 straight years with Kevin Durant and Boogie. All right, that's what they get for doing that to us. For those and taking away LeBron's rings, at least 2 from LeBron. So,
oh gosh,
yeah, they
spoken like a come. True LeBron lover, man,
in the flesh.
But speaking of booing, like, did you hear what the difference it takes between Curry and Clay? Did you hear this?
I mean,
so
I did. Yeah, but you can repeat it again.
Yeah. No, yeah, like how Clay was like, "What am I supposed to lose sleep over this?" Whereas Steph Curry was like, you know, they have every right to boo. Like, we're supposed to be, they expect us to win, and, you know, we expect ourselves to win. So, like, they have every right to do so. It was interesting. Like, I've heard it all.
Can I say one thing? I want to say one thing real quick, if you don't mind. Like, Steph Curry being a leader, right? Like, we get it. He's one of the greatest of all time, shooting wise and, you know, point guard wise. And, you know, he's the face of the Warriors, and he's led this team to multiple championships. I get it. But, like, with him being a vocal leader, like, behind the curtain, you know, with the team, like, it just sounds like he's not in sync with the rest of his teammates. Like, think about with Clay, right? With Clay saying, oh, like, you know, I won't lose sleep over this. But Steph being like, oh, like, this hurts, you know? And then with Draymond, obviously, Draymond, you know, acting the way he's been acting, Steph kind of, you know, is Steph neutral? Like, is Steph just, you know, a bystander with all this? Like, I don't know. Like, those takes that I've been hearing from Steph just don't align with his teammates sometimes.
Well, no, this is the point I was getting at, is there's a disconnect with the team overall. Mm-hmm. Things that Steve Kerr has been saying, things that Curry's been saying, things that Draymond and Clay have been saying. Like, there's so much drama going on within the organization. I think their who was it? Was it their GM? Their GM straight up left. Something like that.
Bob Ice,
like, yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, he jumped ship before things start to go downhill. And now they're talking about the Warriors being big sellers, you know, during the upcoming trade deadline, you know, like to make something happen. One of which that Bill Simmons is really trying to push is sending Draymond to LA for some pieces back.
So give be careful. Put Schifino. Put Schifino in some cash. Yeah, sure.
I mean, hey, you never know, man. You never know. Speaking of booing, did you see what happened with the Bulls?
The Ring of Honor ceremony?
Yeah, with Jerry Krause. Man, how sad was that, bro?
I mean,
like, everyone saw the Last Dance documentary, right? Like, everyone saw, like, how much they disliked Jerry Krause. But at the end of the day, the man brought 6 championships to the franchise. You know what I mean? Like, he put those teams together.
And then, like, right. And then you have, you know, his widow representing, you know, himself, you know, making an appearance, being brave enough to sit in that chair with the rest of that team, and not receiving the best response was kind of harsh.
Yeah. I thought that was really sad. I don't know. There was talks that, like, it wasn't Bulls fans. Some were saying it was the other fans. In any case, man, you don't do that. I feel like that's so sad, man. I felt so bad for her.
Yeah.
So sad. So for today's podcast, I kind of wanted to do something fun and interesting. I kind of want to, on the fly, because you and I, we're in a fantasy league together. You're actually the commish.
Yep.
The great commish.
Thank you again for being part of a league for 2 straight years. Appreciate it.
I wanted to do, knowing what we know now of the players, you know, the players that we drafted, players that didn't go drafted, people that we picked up on the waiver wires. I wanted to do a redraft to see who would we actually go for, you know, first, second, third, who would go where, knowing what we know now. So I thought it would be a fun exercise.
Are you saying we'll go by round and, like, we'll pick, like, first round, you know, regardless of who. Sorry, regardless of where we're at in the draft order, who we try to get in the first round? Is that what you mean? Or is it just, like, back and forth? Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10?
Yeah, just back and forth. Yeah, just, you know, we were to build our team to fill up those roster spots. So in your league, the way you have it set up, starting, there's a center, four guards, four forwards, and then a utility player. And then you have
six bench spots.
Yeah, six bench.
Yeah.
You know, we'll even draft IR. We'll topics for IR.
Do we draft is Ja part of the IR? Because, you know, technically, start of the season, he was, you know, suspended or gotcha.
Yeah, he'd be IR because current IR players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, let's do this. Let's start with, so you'll go first, I'll go next. You know, who your first pick is, who my first pick would have been. And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right, you go first.
160 picks.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. It's true before this exercise, and it's still true to this day, till today. I'm picking, if I'm number one, Jokic. This is a no-brainer. Even if you've got the young stars on the rise, you still pick Jokic from a fantasy perspective, because he's a five-level contributor. You know, he brings you the points, rebounds, assists, the blocks, good percentage from the field. You know, and I think he's elite, you know, both in fantasy and in real life.
Before I give you my pick, who actually was your first pick for this draft?
You got to remind me, don't you? You got to remind me about this.
Oh, well, I actually forgot.
I picked Dame with my ninth, because I was in the ninth spot, and I picked Dame. And before we get to that, Shea fell to me, and I chose Dame over Shea. I know. You can laugh. We can look back at it now and laugh. I know. That was the one regret I have. I mean, I'm still doing good in my league, but if I had Shea, oh my God, I would have been way better. But yeah, I picked Dame in the first round.
I think that's a solid pick. So for me, my first pick, which is actually who I had first pick for our league, Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm. No brainer there.
Yeah. Who you got second?
So are we going like next round type, or just are we going like third, like legit like third in the order?
We could do like third in the order.
Okay. That's tough because it's always just Jokic, Embiid, and then X player at the third spot. But I think now, knowing what we know now, given that Tyrese is out for 2 weeks, I'm going to fade him and go SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at the third spot.
Okay. SGA.
That's again, another like multi-level provider in stats. He's everywhere. I mean, I think he's averaging like at least a steal a game or two steals a game, which is impressive. So steals is a kind of rare category where you kind of just hope for the best, and he gives you that solid production for steals every night, which is good.
For me, I think it's another no-brainer. I'm going Luka Doncic. Steady contributor. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait, sorry. So we're just building our team. The center, the four guards. I'm sorry. I was thinking about too hard. Okay. I got you. So I have my center and my guard.
Yeah.
Which,
three more
guards. So I have Jokic. I have Jokic and I have SGA. You have Embiid and
Luka.
Okay. Dang, this is tough. I mean, gosh. Then I would pick Haliburton next.
Okay.
So I would have SGA and Haliburton as my two starting guards with Jokic. Did I steal your pick?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go Haliburton? Why wouldn't you go him?
Well, are we doing guards, or are we just doing who would we want next?
No, I'm going who we want next. Like I'm going guards. Like that's my priority.
Okay.
Like I'm going for guards first. Sorry. That's my personal preference is going.
Okay. In that case, I'm going Giannis. That's my pick.
Are you gonna punt free throw percentages? Is that your plan?
Oh, don't worry. He makes up for it in other ways.
He makes up for it in other ways. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now thinking about this. Okay. So I have my two guards. I have Jokic. That's pretty good. I'm getting all around contributions. I'm gonna go with who do I want next? I'll pick Tatum.
Why not?
I'll get Tatum. My first forward in my lineup is Tatum.
You stole my pick. Because you took Tatum, I'm gonna go, surprisingly, knowing what we know now, I'm gonna go Kawhi.
Damn, bro, you're funny.
Tearing it up, right?
Yeah, but there's always an injury, you know, wild card there that you gotta prepare for. Okay.
Yeah.
Knowing what we know now, okay, And given that this player is second, I think, yeah, second in triple doubles in the NBA behind Jokic, I go Sabonis. That's my forward.
Interesting. The forward.
He's man. Have you seen his recent stats? Like, good Lord.
Interesting. Okay, so then with that, I am going to take a player that I also currently have on my roster. I'm going to take Wemby.
Damn, man. This is the all hype team that you got building right now. This is the all hype team. Okay. okay, so just to recap, I have Jokic, I have Hallie and SGA, I have Tatum and Sabonis. Oh my God, I'm killing it right now. Are we counting like flex positions? Like, I'll just pick him because he has both guard and forward eligibility here. I'm going to go with Anthony Edwards next.
Ooh.
I think he's got some solid points value there. He's just going to put up buckets. And he's just been killing it. I know there was risks of drafting him, you know, early with the beginning of the season because, you know, he had the Team USA leap and he was, you know, hyped up so much. And people faded him because they weren't entirely sure. But now at the athlete point, we're sure he's a definite beast, you know.
Oh, for sure.
In all forms. So knowing that now, with the hindsight, I'm going with Anthony Edwards.
For my sixth
pick. And I'll put him at the guard. No, I'll put him at the forward. Forward.
So for me, I'm going to pick a guard and I'm going to go James Harden.
Damn, bro. We are disrespecting Steph Curry right now like crazy. but that's deserved at this point. Okay. Cause like I know like he's like in the chamber for you. Like you're ready to pull the trigger. I know this guy is like in your queue or in your chamber, but I'm gonna get him anyways because I want to steal from you. I'm gonna pick Jalen Brunson next.
Okay.
Because he's been killing it for New York. He's their 1A. Yeah, you know, you've heard those discussions, but I think he's worthy of a spot on my guard, starting guard, third guard.
Let's see here. Man, that's getting a little bit tricky. It's kind of oh man.
I stumped you. I stumped you there, didn't I? Yeah.
I think I am going to go.
Ooh.
You kind of, you know what? You took a Celtics player from me, so I'm going to pick a Celtics player now.
Oh,
and I'm going to go KP.
Oh, all right, good.
Yeah.
I thought you were going Lakers. Okay, good.
No.
Because with that, I'm picking Anthony Davis next. I'm glad he kind of fell down the list here. Look, okay. In my fourth and final forward spot in my starting lineup, I'm going to pick Anthony Davis. There was the risk of him being, you know, street clothes for, you know, a good portion of the season, but he's been playing all these games. I think he's only missed like two, three games max, I think, so far. So definitely good value for him in this fake draft that we're doing.
For my pick, I'm going to pick my utility player. It's going to be Lauri Markkanen.
Okay, are you writing these down? I hope you are because I am. We have to show the world this list when we're done because I'm not sure how this is going to get reactions. I think I have my guard and utility left.
Mm-hmm.
So for my guard, I'm going to go with Tyrese Maxey.
Okay,
that's more of a high pick because I know he's kind of died down these past few weeks, but man. To start the season without James Harden, he was killing it. He was killing it.
For my guard pick, I know this might be contradictory or like kind of mess things up, but it's fine. He's still available and he's been producing pretty well for me in my other league. I'm going to go Kyrie Irving.
Okay. Hey.
So you have a utility pick for your starting.
I do. Just with how he's doing, man. I have to go Scotty Barnes as my utility pick. Let's see his career splits. He's 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. I mean, bang. That's all I got to say. And with the trades, trading away, OG, now you got to give him some room to operate, and he's been killing it.
So I have 1, 2, 3. I have another guard left, and I'm going to use that guard and pick Devin Booker.
All right. The team captain of the all Jenner NBA team. Yeah. Very, very nice. Very nice.
Okay. Now we move on to six bench.
Why don't you start us off for the bench? Because I had the first pick for the starters. You should have first pick for the bench.
Okay. So go ahead. Valid. To lead my second unit, I am going to select LeBron James.
Okay. To lead my second unit, I'm going to pick De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox. Let's do it. Foxy.
I will next pick. Ooh, this is where it kind of drops off a little bit, unless we're missing someone. I mean,
dude, there's a bunch missing. We talked about there's a bunch missing. I mean, maybe guards, but
you know what? Hello, I'm gonna take KD.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He actually did slip through the cracks. I forgot about him in this draft. I forgot about him. Are you sure, though? You would take him right now? I mean,
yeah,
I'll take him. Kind of deferring to Beal and Booker. He's been kind of, you know, I think he scored 18 the last game.
All right. In my other league where we do straight fantasy points, he's giving me 56, so which is pretty solid.
A game?
Yeah, 56 fantasy points average. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good. Okay, so I took De'Aaron Fox. I am going to take next Dame Lillard.
Hmm.
Gosh, there's so many good guards that are left on this draft board here.
Okay, I'm going to stay long, and I'm going to select Chet Holmgren.
He was my next pick. Dang, I'll pick him next. Okay, since you stole my pick, I'm going to steal a Heat culture guy from you, just in general. Ooh. I need an all-around contributor at the center position, if you know what I mean. And I'm going to pick Bam Adebayo.
Okay.
That's my third bench guy.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, now this is where it starts to like drop off a little bit.
I don't know. I've got a few lined up that are pretty good.
Just some notable names that are still on the board. We still have Steph Curry, Trae Young, Donovan Mitchell, Paul George, LaMelo Ball. But for my pick, okay, we are going to go with someone who's been producing pretty well all around. Not crazy numbers, but it doesn't hurt to have him. I'm going to go Tyler Hero.
Okay. Interesting. I guess you're ignoring all logic at this point. Okay. Nah, I'm kidding. Okay. I'm going to pick next. I need some more forward depth. Do I pick Jaylen Brown or Paul George? Given the Celtics and they got some pretty, you know, their starting five is pretty,
they're loaded.
Pretty loaded. So I'm going to go with PG.
PG.
Easy buckets all around for him. Definitely.
I'm going to come right back at you with a Zion Williamson pick.
Ooh. Okay. This might be my sleeper pick. Sleeper right here. Paolo Banchero.
Ooh.
He's been killing it.
I haven't been in one of my other leagues.
I know you met him in person, but I'm picking him this time.
Okay, I'm gonna go with, you know, he's been getting some comparisons to a lesser version of a Nikola Jokic. I'm gonna go with,
I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going?
I know where you're going.
Who do you think I'm gonna pick? H-Town? Yeah. Yep. Give me some Shangoon, baby.
Alper and Shangoon. Oh gosh, is this five now? Is this five bench players? Do we have like one left or two left?
You have one left.
This is tough.
And then we move to IR.
gosh, why is this hard? This shouldn't be hard because there's like stars on the board. Let me go with. Okay, I need another forward. Let me think about that. So I need another forward. I guess give me Jaren Jackson. Give me Jaren Jackson.
What? Why not?
Give me Jaren Jackson. He's probably the one pick that I'm just like, whatever. Like, you know how, like, when you're in a draft, you're only the last round. It's like, just give me whoever's on the board left. Just give me Jared Jackson.
What? You're gonna pick him over Jaime Jaquez?
And Steph Curry.
And Steph Curry still on the board. Unbelievable. You want to do IR players just for fun?
So, this is players that are currently out, right?
Yeah.
Or like, out to be, like, for the whole season. Just out in general, I guess?
Just out in general.
Okay.
Where in the scenario, if they were healthy, you know, let's say they were going to come back, you'd be able to play them.
I feel like you have somebody in mind that I don't know who it is, so I want you to go first. You could have the first pick here.
This person was actually my, if I'm not mistaken, he was my second overall pick, and I had high hopes for him. And I am surprisingly going to go Evan Mobley.
Mobley. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going somewhere else or someone else. I'm going to pick good old Jimmy Buckets.
Ooh, JB.
Because you know, he's out almost every game. So or out when he wants to be out. So
he's missed a lot.
Qualifies for the IR. Yeah.
Oh, he has. Big time. Yeah. He's missed quite a bit. Quite a bit. I will go high risk, high reward. No, wait. Yeah, high risk, high reward. If you were to come back, I'm going to go Ben Simmons, who I also have on my roster.
In my league, right?
Yes.
Dude, I feel like you're missing all these like key star players. I have to pick John Morant next, right? Like,
yeah, you have to.
He's out for the season with a shoulder injury, but when he's on the court, he's getting those buckets.
Let's see. Who do I want with my last pick? Man, I don't know.
All of these O's on the board.
Who else is there? Let me just take a look real quick. I mean,
Desmond Bane's on the board. Cade Cunningham. Franz Wagner. Darius Garland.
Actually, that's where I was going to go. I would probably go Darius Garland. DG.
You can go there, and I'm going to go Cade Cunningham.
Cade.
The last pick.
So let's just quickly recap. Your first draft, pick.
Yeah.
Your first pick, you had Jokic as your center. I had Embiid as my center. Your second overall pick, you had SGA. I had Luka. Then you selected Halliburton. Well, I went Giannis. Then you stole Tatum from me and went Kawhi. You had a surprising pick with Sabonis, and I went with Wemby. From there, you took another pick of mine, Anthony Edwards. And I settled for James Harden, who's kind of had a reemergence over the last 20 games. Then you went Jalen Brunson, which was a solid pick. I went with the unicorn, Kristaps Porzingis. Then you went with Mr. Fragile, who hasn't been so fragile this season, Anthony Davis. I went with the Finnish phenom, Lauri Markkanen. Then you went with your ninth pick and your fourth guard, Tyrese Maxey. For my third guard, I went Kyrie. Then you went Scottie Barnes, solid pick. And then for my last guard, I went Devin Booker. Then to the bench, you let me go first, which was very kind of you. I went with your guy, LBJ, the
GOAT,
best player to play the game. And you went with De'Aaron Fox. Next pick, somehow Kevin Durant was still on the board, so I picked up KD. You picked up your number one overall pick in real life, Damian Lillard.
Dang. I think I like that.
I was stuck with the length of my team and selected Chet Holmgren. And you picked my guy, Bam Adebayo, who's been tearing it up. I went back with a Heat player because Heat culture, you know, I had to mention that in there. I went Tyler Hero. You went Paul George, who was somehow still on the board. Then I went with another high-risk, high-reward guy in Zion Williamson. And somehow he slipped through the cracks. You select Paolo Banchero.
That's right.
From there, I went with Alperen Şengün, and you selected Triple J.
Good pick.
And then for our injured reserve picks, I picked Evan Mobley. You went Jimmy Butler, my guy, JB. Then I went Ben Simmons, high-risk, high-reward. You went Ja. Very risky. Very, very risky.
How is that very risky?
It's either injury or it's off the court stuff.
What off the court stuff are you referring to?
I'm just kidding. I mean, hey, you know.
I can't say it's like, that.
Oh, he's on the IR. What did he do? Either he's injured or he was
on
brandishing.
IG
Live. He was on IG Live. There we go. Then I got Darius Garland. And for the last pick, you had Cade Cunningham. How do you feel about your team?
I feel like we're going to destroy your team. If we put this in 2K, we put this two teams in 2K, man, I think we're going to destroy your team.
Well, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to input these selections into a simulator for 2K and see who wins the NBA championship. I'll do a full season.
I don't I don't want no rigging, all right? Don't put in rookie Tyrese Maxey in there, okay? Like, give me
no
stats, Tyrese Maxey. Okay.
Whatever the 2K24 stats are, that's what I'm gonna keep it at. And then if your team wins, I'll do a best 2 out of 3 until I get the results that I want. But if my team wins, then we'll call it a day.
My team is stacked both in fantasy and in 2K, so yeah, you better get ready for that.
You know, just so that people can hear, like, who do you have on your roster in real life?
Oh, in real life.
Yeah.
Okay, let's and actually, like, I want to take this time to, like, really, like, make a speech out of this, because I put some hard-earned time into the mock drafts, into reading up on articles on who to draft, watching, you know, fantasy analysts on YouTube and their rankings and their projections. So I really like my roster and how it formed.
Well, you know what? I must say, like, I would expect nothing less from the commish. So
that's right. That's right. Actually, I'm going to go in order, because ESPN gives you the draft order, you know, for your team. So as we know, I picked Dame first. Not the wisest decision, if you ask me, but there was hype for him going into the season because of his trade for Giannis, or trade with Giannis. So I went Dame first, right? Then I went Devin Booker in round 2 at pick 17. I think it's pretty solid. He's always going to be very consistent, both points and assists now, because he is a point guard. Third round pick, Porzingis.
Solid up and down pick.
Because, I don't know, because, like, from what I'm seeing in these games, it's like, one day, like, they'll play through him and he'll get 30, 10, and 3 blocks. But other games, he's just going to be, you know, in the corner or, you know, waiting for a catch and shoot 3. So, and get, like, you know, 18 and 8. So it's very up and down to me, at least. My 4th round pick was Fred VanVleet. I thought he was going to go off with the Rockets, but there are games where he's just, like, you know, 8 points and 14 assists. And I'm like, what is going on here? 5th pick was Franz Wagner, only because I didn't have him last year, and I really wanted him last year, and I'm glad I got him this year.
You know who had him last year, right?
Was it you?
It was me. I had all the rookies. I'm pretty sure it was
now,
me.
Now I think it was you, yeah. It's been a long time. Round 6 was Anthony Simons. I mean, just given that Dame was out, you know, that's why I picked him, because Dame's out of Portland. He's going to be their main guy. I know there's Scoot, but Scoot was hurt in the first half of that season. So, yeah, Simons was my 6th pick. Then round 7, this is where it gets a little shaky. I picked Jakob Poeltl. Round 8 was D'Lo. Round 9 was Josh Hart. Round 10 was Mitchell Robinson. RIP, because now he's out for the season, or close to being out for the season. 11th pick. And mind you, we have 16 rounds. 11th pick, I had Kobe White. And I got to say,
he's popping off. Yeah, he's popping off.
I'm glad I got him. I got him through the draft and not through waivers. Thank goodness. Been doing great with and without LaVine in lineup, so that's good. 12th round, I got Xavier Tillman, and also another, you know, good prediction pick, because now Memphis is, like, shorthanded for the rest of the season. He's a solid forward slash center for them. I like it a lot. Round 13, Caleb Martin. Just given, I only picked him because of last year, and his playoff performance last year against the Celtics was really good. So that's why I picked him. Round 14 was Bilal Coulibaly. Just like a flyer pick. Just picking him just because I. Ooh, I love this pick that I had. Round 15, the round before the last round, I got Jalen Johnson. And let me tell you, if you don't know who he is, he's
solid.
A rising star for the Hawks.
Yeah.
Almost every game, you know, there was a stretch where he was, you know, 25 and 16,
yeah,
12 and 11, 28 and 7, 12 and 8. Like, come on. This is crazy for a Hawks forward. And then my last round pick, when no one's there anymore, when no one really cares, Torian Prince. only because I knew he would be Darwin Ham's, you know, favorite child of the Lakers. And I'm right, because he plays all the damn time, 38 minutes plus every night. No results.
But, 3 and D.
You know, I guess so. Just the 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my team. We did 16 rounds for 16 players on the team, and I think I did pretty good.
Just to recap my picks. So first round, I had Joel Embiid. with the fourth pick. And then the following round, I had Victor Wembanyama as my second pick. Third round, I had Lauri Markkanen. I stuck with that length. Fourth round, I had Evan Mobley. Just long, man. Long team.
Long, man. Yeah, exactly.
And then this is where, because he did well for me last year, but obviously he ran into some off the court things this year. In round five, it might have been way too early to select him. I selected Josh Giddey. I thought there was going to be a huge leap from last year. Round six, I had Chris Paul. Just thinking, you know, like the, you know, playing with the Warriors, he was going to get, you know, a ton of assists, ton of steals. That was, in hindsight, not the greatest pick. Seventh round, this was another one that I'm not too proud of because in my head, he did well for me the previous year. I thought he was only going to get better. I had Buddy Hield way too early for that pick. What I was trying to be.
Do we know his actual real name?
I think it's Buddy.
Or is it actually Buddy? It's Buddy?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
I need to do a quick side search here for his real name.
Round eight. This one started off slow, but turned out to be a pretty well-rounded player. I selected Keegan Murray.
Good pick. Good pick.
Round nine. My high-risk, high-reward guy, Ben Simmons, who started off the season like pretty well. But then, obviously...
Are you sure it's high-reward? Are you sure it's high-reward?
When he plays. Clear, but... When he plays. he's good. Round 10, another... I was in line with your picking of Anthony Simons. I selected Shaedon Sharpe, who started off pretty hot, but quickly fizzled out. 11th pick. This one disappointed me. Red Velvet, Kevin Herter. And then round 12, I don't know why, but Gary Trent Jr. Round 13, I was very hopeful of this one. Robert Williams III. Bro. Round 14, Max Strus, who started off really hot, but over the last month or so, fizzled out. Yeah. Round 15, I had Lu Dort. What was I doing, man? Round 16, the last pick, I selected... This person came on hot towards the end of last year. So I thought this person was going to carry over with the absence of Bruce Brown. I selected Christian Brown.
Dang. Bravo. What a performance.
And with that, I did start off the season pretty hot. I think I was a top three at one point. Yeah. But with injuries and a whole bunch of other things that transpired, I currently sit at seventh. Just some key injuries to note. Joel Embiid, Evan Mobley, Ben Simmons.
Just to note, though, for Joel Embiid, he's out because he's scared of actual... You know, threats and competition. I'm just saying, he'll play the Wizards and the Pistons, but he won't play the Bucks or the Celtics. So, oh man, some faith contusion. Oh dang.
Do you have a favorite like waiver pickup of yours?
Waiver pickup. That's interesting because right now I don't have my entire drafted roster. I got to trade or let go of some people. Actually, yeah, I do. Aaron Nesmith from the Pacers.
Oh, that's a solid
I think he stepped up as what? I think they're fourth, they're third best scorer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So,
my favorite one, it's, pretty solid all around. But for me, being the homer that I am, it's been the most exciting. The Spanish Triple J, Jaime Jaquez Jr. I love it.
I'm surprised you didn't pick him for the actual draft that we just did. Surprised you didn't pick him for your bench, but.
I mean, the thought was there, but there was some other players, like he's more of a waiver guy. He's not much of a draft guy. That was my logic.
Yeah. Got it.
If anyone else were to get injured, I'd quickly swoop in and pick up Triple J. So what we'll do actually is I will set this up in 2K with these exact roster pickups. And let's see who comes out on top. I'll simulate a whole NBA
season.
And
they're playing like the current teams today. Like they're playing the current. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, my team's gonna rip. I'm just saying.
And then also for next week's podcast, we'll do another like a similar exercise. But when I want, actually, I'll save it. Let me let it marinate you know, okay. I still got the gears grinding, and then I'll update you. But it would be another fun exercise like this for next week's pod.
Are you going to reveal the results of this simulation in 2K next week? Or
I definitely will. Yeah.
All right. Only no, if no cheating now.
Only no, if it's no, the no results cheating. That I want.
It's funny.
It's funny because you mentioned like your strategy this year in selecting this draft. Every single year, every single league that I join, my strategy is if I were to build a 2K super team to win it all, who would it be? And that's how I select it. And for the most part, like it does me pretty well. I won in one of the leagues last year. In my Yahoo league right now, I'm currently in second place. It's like switches between first and second. This one, obviously, with the injuries, you know, in the league that I'm in with you, I like fell like really hard. It just
I will say too that with my league, it was definitely a year to experiment this season.
Right.
Like we're trying the categories, we're trying the large rosters, we're trying the bidding for waivers instead of just picking it up normally. So I think that's interesting. You know, I mean, we'll incorporate some of these next year, but I think we might go back to points next year. I mean, you know, things like that, you know, we'll discuss, and we'll kind of create a hybrid of last year and 2 years before to make it, you know, better next year.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, it's so interesting, the different variations of a fantasy league. There's one where I'm doing straight fantasy points, but you set it weekly. You don't change it daily. So if someone's out, like you're kind of screwed, like you can't do anything about it. And like on paper, my team is nasty, but my record, I'm like out of 10, I think I'm in seventh or eighth. Like it's really bad. It's pretty grim. But it's because the injuries.
That's kind of why I recruit, you know, basketball sickos to join my league, because we check daily. You know, our moves are daily. Everything is daily. You check all the time. You check every single hour, you know, the results. So
a fun one.
We're all that I'm in the mix.
Another fun one that I'm in, it's same thing. It's categories, not fantasy points. However, they do it by conference. So you have two conferences. So like right now I'm first in my conference. Okay. But second overall in the league. So like when it comes
to 2C.
Yeah.
In the bracket.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. That does it for this week's podcast. Stay tuned for next week's, and we'll go over the results of our fantasy draft, so to speak.
I want no bias, you know, or no rigging of the process.
Scouts on
close out this podcast. To close out the podcast, Buddy Hield's real name is Chavano Rainier Hield.
Bless you.
Who knew that was his name? But now we know.
Same thing with I think that's a good place to end. Can you say it one more time? Let the people know.
Yeah. It's Chavano, so it's spelled Chavano.
Chavano sounds like an Italian Rainier. Cheese.
And rain, the word rain, E-R. It's Rainier, I don't know. But it's
Rainier, yeah.
Chavano Rainer Hield.
Interesting.
I never knew that.
Yeah. I think I'll stick with Buddy.
Yeah. I think the whole world will, yeah.
Yeah. This has been the More You Know segment with Nat.
I think maybe every episode I'm gonna have that at the end.
I think we should.
Random NBA fact at the end. You know,
I think so.
Stay tuned.
I think we should. Yeah, that's in the works. All right, Nat. I'll see you next week, bro.
See ya.